This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note, namely a transition visit note on Eileen Kiser, K-I-S-E-R. Date was March 28th, 2022. New parent, Mrs. Kiser, was seen as a hospital follow-up and was seen regarding a hip hematoma and other medical problems include atrial fibrillation, hypothyroidism, past history of breast cancer, and COPD. Comparative history. Mrs. Kiser was in the hospital for 1 week because of pain in the right hip, and she was found to have a hematoma, period. She could not recall what caused it, period. She was a bit weak and debilitated from that, and she spent 2 weeks at MediLodge for rehab, and that is an assisted, and MediLodge is a skilled nursing facility for rehab, period. She's feeling better now, period. There's minimal hip pain and thigh pain, period. The hematoma appears resolved, period. It's noted that she's an Eliquis for anticoagulation, period. She was ambulating today, period. New paragraph, she does have a history of COPD. She was a bit more short of breath than on some days, period. However, she denies severe dyspnea and is only minimal cough of saliva, but not much sputum at present, period. She remains on budesonide by nebulizer as well as Suravent and Spiriva, period. New paragraph, review of cyst. Sorry, change that. She has atrial fibrillation, but heart rate is stable. Period. She remains on diltiazem, 240 milligrams daily, plus Eliquis for anticoagulation. Period. She's also on metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day. Period. She has COPD. I'll change that. She has gastroesophageal reflux disease, but that's stable without major problems, period. She has hypothyroidism without any major thyroid symptoms, such as alteration in temperature tolerance, period. New paragraph, her anxiety is better at the present time, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever, chills, or major weight change. Eye, no complaints. ENT, she has decreased hearing. Respiratory, she has slight dyspnea, but not extreme. Slight cough, no hemoptysis, period. She did have OT today and was more short of breath from that, period. Her dyspnea is more today than usual, period. She does have a chronic low-grade dyspnea due to COPD, period. It's noted that she has significant edema of her legs, period. Her cardiologist recently added Lasix, 20 milligrams daily, and she just started on that, period. New paragraph, GI, occasional heartburn, but that's controlled. Do you notice urea or hematuria, musculoskeletal? No acute joint pain, period. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. New paragraph, past history is positive for osteoarthritis, TIA, COPD, stroke, from which he's mostly recovered, atrial fibrillation, hypothyroidism, glaucoma, anxiety, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, breast cancer, osteoporosis. New paragraph. Social history, he's a non-smoker, period. No alcohol excess. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Pulse 100, blood pressure 120 over 70, temperature 98, oxygen saturation 98, 90%. Head and neck. People's equal reactor light. Eyelid and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular is normal. All mucosa normal. Ears normal to inspection. Hearing diminished. Neck supple. No mass. No palpable fibromegaly. Lungs had diminished breath sounds, but no wheeze or crackles appeared. No accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular. Normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur. There is edema 2 to 3 plus. That is increased, period. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial nerves go see normal. Sensation is intact. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal, period. I felt no hematoma of the buttock or thigh, period. No redness or bruising was seen, period. There's no pain with hip movement. Skin is intact, warm and dry, without rash or major lesion. New paragraph assessment on plan 1. This is Kaiser had a thigh and buttock hematoma, which was resolved, period. 2, she is back from rehab, where she was given OT and PT for weakness, period. 3, she has COPD. And I will continue budesonide daily plus 3 once per daily plus Theravent, one puff twice a day, period. 2, she has atrial fibrillation, and I will continue diltiazem 240 milligrams daily plus metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day. Methylacos 5 milligrams BID, period. New paragraph 4, his hypothyroidism, stable with hypothyroxine 100 micrograms daily, period. 5, she has hypercholesterolemia, and I'll continue simvastatin 10 milligrams daily, period. 6, she has significant edema, but is not aware of any history of heart failure, period. I will observe on the Lasix 20 milligrams daily, period. She remains on alendronate 70 milligrams weekly for osteoporosis, period. She has history of breast cancer, and I will continue anastrozole 1 milligram daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.